Okay, paper number 11 is our outstanding issues list, which you will have seen is considerably longer than usual. We've had quite a flurry of submissions in the last few weeks, and we've had obviously an initial look at those and spoken where appropriate with sort of project teams within the ISB to just clarify that there aren't any sort of obvious answers that we've overlooked in response to those, and that yes, we ought to be bringing these to the committee. So our intention is to bring each of these to the committee, as many as possible in the next meeting, although I appreciate that we've got ongoing projects already and there's quite a lot here, but we'll see if we can bring as many, possibly all of these, to the May meeting. But I did just want to first of all ask if you've got any questions on what we've had submitted here, but also to say, you know, look, if you've got any comments, responses, things that you think would be helpful for us to consider as we're preparing the papers for these issues, do please, you know, get in touch with us and let us know what those suggestions are as we're working towards the next meeting.
Yeah, it's never the intention, I think, Michael, to confirm that we want to start discussing technical issues before the staff has prepared the analysis. But this is a means of alerting you to the sort of questions that are coming through. It also lets the submitter know that it's not only being received by us, but it's actually being actively thought about going forward. The key things where you can help us are in the question of whether this is a widespread practical issue where divergence either has already developed or is in the process of developing. So that's helpful for the staff then to understand in ranking it whether it meets our criteria. Andrew?
Well, just a very biased comment, because I haven't weighed up all the issues in, and there are quite a few of them, but just to make a comment that I think it's Appendix H, the one on levies, is quite a hot topic and is seen as an issue that requires fairly urgent resolution.
That's one way of saying it's widespread, and I think you're indicating that divergence
is widespread. For some jurisdictions, it's a new issue, and they're wondering what to do about it, so the quicker we say whatever we're going to say, the better.
Okay. And maybe we should just remind people who do submit questions that we're not here as a Q&A fund of knowledge, that we expect them to use their judgment in the first place. Scott?
I know there's also a note at the end of this that there are other issues still in a preliminary research stage, Michael. Is a similar number to the ones that you've done research, or...?
No, there aren't nearly so many at that stage. So
I feel a little bit better now. The only other thing to mention, and I'm sure you're thinking of this as well, several of these issues, I think, deal with standards that are converged or have been recently converged, and so we ought to try to figure out if the FASB and EITF is planning to do anything on any of them as well.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, given that there is a National Standards Setters meeting on the 23rd and 24th of March with these issues, whether it is worth raising, Alan and I, don't know if you're going, whoever's going, some of these issues with the National Standards Setters again to see if there's any comment around the prevalence and any comments that they have.
Okay.
That's useful. Thank you.
And everything else that's been submitted is on our agenda or is in the process of sliding off it.
Indeed, that's right.
Okay, so just to confirm, we're bang up to date, and here's a glimpse of what you can expect coming up over the next couple of months. Ruth?
Oh, my question was more administrative. We mentioned yesterday the timing of the May meeting and whether we would need an extra day. Will you let us know later, whether we're going to have an extra day for the meeting. Or
I think what you should plan for is that our meeting will start on the Thursday, scheduled at 10 o'clock. That will run through for the normal IFRIC day. And we will arrange the technical discussions for the Friday morning until lunchtime, and then the administrative discussions in the afternoon following that. So the decision-making part of the meeting will be unaffected.
Okay, thank you.
But for those of you who don't wish to participate in the afternoon, then you're not obliged to do that. But if you want your views to be heard, then it would be advisable to stay around. But I would anticipate with this workload and with what we've got on the agenda that, and also with your predisposition for wanting to talk about the issues, that we won't have any difficulty of filling a day and a half of technical agenda, as we've almost managed to do at this meeting, which is now closed. Thank you very much for your attendance. Thank you, observers.